Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation. For today, we're taking communion over this passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7, where the Apostle Paul says, I became the servant of the gospel, of this gospel, by the gift of God's grace. And I was just thinking about this verse. It kind of stood out to me the other day. We don't typically think of becoming somebody else's servant as a gift of grace. We don't typically think of becoming someone else's servant as a gift of God's grace. But we're going to see here in some of the versions Paul talks about, this is my life work. This is what God created me to do. And I get to become his servant. I was thinking about just recently the relationship, let's say, between employer and employee. When you work for somebody else, you don't get paid by the customers or the clients typically. You might collect the money from them, but that money goes to the employer, to the business owner. And then the business owner is the one who takes care of you. The business owner is the one who pays you. And I've been thinking about just this flow of how this works. And thinking about, all right, God's the one who takes care of us. We get to become his servant. We get to work with him and for him and partner with him. And he's the one who takes care of us. And what do we get to do? Just like in an employee situation, the employee serving the business, serving the owners of the business. And how do they do that? They serve the customers and the clients. They serve them at a high level out of honor and respect for the business and to be a blessing to the clients as well and customers. And they do that trusting that the employer is going to take care of them. And so we get this ultimate gift, this gift of grace, that we get to work together with God. He's going to take care of us. We get to focus on serving the people. And as we just do that, we can trust that he's going to take care of us. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. To remember him. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and imagination and remembrance and to remember all that he did for us, all that he made available for us, that we've got God with us. We've got God with us and nothing's impossible with him. We've got him with us to remember that today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until the death is proven. It's the death that activates all of the benefits. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all of these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of Jesus' sacrifice, pull it into our mind and remembrance and make it active and relevant right now, today, in this present moment today. And to combine it with something practical and physical that we do in the cracker and the juice. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. To take it with the fear of the Lord, that deep reverence and honor and appreciation and gratitude for God and for Jesus and for all that they went through to connect us back together with them. Just that deep fear of the Lord. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine themselves. They don't judge themselves before they take communion. And so we go through the other half of prayer after our time of prayer to examine ourselves, to say, are we making today a masterpiece? Because ultimately, we have to have this eternal perspective with God. But it's got to be brought down into today. It's got to permeate today. We've got to walk in those things that we know to do today. Because it's always called today. And then after our time of communion, something that's a little different that we do. We talk about practical workouts, physical exercise, because I truly believe physical exercise is a representation of exercising our faith. It's meant to teach us the principles of how to do that. It's meant to teach us how to receive this grace by faith and to get this grace flowing through us, where we experience God doing the work through us, for us to rest in our soul and God to do the work through us in our workout. And then once we understand how to do that, we can take those same approach, those same principles, and apply them into every other area of life and begin to exercise our faith in that same way in the other areas of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of them. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Are we walking out those things that we know to do today? As we talk about our four fundamentals, are we bringing some presence and some fun and some energy into these four fundamentals every day? If you practice these four fundamentals, I think you'll be amazed at where it will lead you over time if you're consistent with them. These are skill sets that we grow in. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light today, it's got to happen every single day. We've got to reposition ourselves into humility today, because it's the humble that are given grace. Into humility. Humble, gentle, patient, willing to learn, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to repent. Willing to humble ourselves underneath God, willing to humble ourselves in relationship to other people. And to receive that grace from God, to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves, to take that pressure off of ourselves, that self-condemnation off of ourselves. And to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle. Always assuming the best, no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith. And when we take our position, we step into the light, we step into Christ, and God has taken everything he has, and he's given it to Jesus. He's put it all in Christ, and we get to be in him today. So today, this day today, right now, it's available 24/7. God's spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace and joy, His mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his finances, his time, his purpose, you name it. It's all in there. One of the biggest things we got to learn is to understand all that he's made available and to learn to receive this grace from him and to see it flowing through us. And one of the ways we do that, first we get positioned in it. Then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. As we magnify this light, it's going to expand the capacity. It's going to give God a bigger pipeline to flow more of all those things through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Where is our attention and focus throughout the day? What are we meditating on? What are we constantly repeating? Think of meditation. I'm constantly repeating. We have some thought patterns. We can be magnifying light or we can be magnifying darkness. With where our thoughts are rolling over consistently in our mind, what are we thinking about and talking about? So to magnify the light, we can be magnifying God's word, giving it a higher place and priority, thinking about it, talking about it, meditating on it, studying it diligently, to magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God because of what Jesus did. God's with us and for us. He wants to help us today. Can magnify every good thing he put within us. We got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light and magnify God as bigger than those issues or problems. Choosing not to magnify the issues. I always think of David and Goliath. Everybody else is magnifying the size of Goliath, magnifying the size of the giant, the issue and the problem that they're facing. But David comes in and he magnifies God as bigger than the giant. That's the difference. But God does give us his choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us free will. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, refusing to change, refusing to grow. Bitterness, contempt, unforgiveness, looking out for ourselves, venting, complaining consistently, magnifying the size of the issues and the problems more than we magnify God. Staying stuck dwelling in the past or worrying about the future. All that time we spend worrying about what's coming in the future, that's just wasted time. Us being out of position and magnifying the wrong things. Trying to figure it all out ourselves and doing it without God. Those are all ways that we can choose darkness. Sometimes we don't even know that we're doing it. It's just habit. It's just pattern. It's the way the world typically does things. That's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness and we're magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at them, to withhold good things we know we should be doing because they did that to me. They said that to me. I'm not going to do that for them. To avoid people, to withdraw our presence or give them the silent treatment. Then on the inside, there's that heaviness and that weight and that pressure, like it's all sitting on you. Might feel hopeless or helpless, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big signal of this. Then there's the fear and stress and worry. There's dread of the future as we're just constantly meditating on what's out in the future. There's confusion because when we're in the dark, we can't see. Get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad habits, bad patterns that become very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. The more we magnify it, the more it begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, God goes to work. The more we put the pressure on ourselves to figure it all out, we squeeze God out. When we rest, God goes to work. And everything is free and easy and effortless because I've got his peace and his joy and his power and his love and his energy, his mind and wisdom all flowing through me. He just begins to effortlessly set us free. Think about this. Even Jesus says, of my own self, I can do nothing. It's the Father in me that does the work. We got to learn how to do this. We got to learn how to receive that from him and let it flow through us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us his amazing gift of grace. Because sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we lose our positioning. Sometimes our focus and attention gets off. And it's learning to recognize that quickly. This is a skill set to learn to recognize those symptoms and turn it back around quickly. How do we do it? Number one, we humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for whatever it was. I lost my attention. I lost my focus. I snapped at that person. My behavior wasn't the best. Who knows what it was? I fell into that bad habit or bad pattern again. Who knows? You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself in the middle. Take that pressure off yourself. You walk in grace and forgiveness. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. If it's something you've been stuck in for a while, say, Father, I need your help. I'm not prideful enough to think that I can turn this around on my own. I need your help. And thank you that what you put in me is more than enough, that you are more than enough. And you start praising him and thanking him. You do that little quick process. Just takes a moment. You'll be amazed at what will happen. You feel that weight lift off you. You feel your energy levels rise up. You feel the peace and the joy and that fullness that's in him. Just fill you on the inside. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. We've got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. As we talked about yesterday, we've got to keep in step with the Spirit. There's a perfect rhythm and timing to everything God does. Staying in that rhythm, like a beautiful dance with him. One of my favorite ways to do this is with the journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What were my wins today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then it's good to examine ourselves a little bit. Is there any areas that you got off track? If so, bring those areas to God. Ask him for his help. Then I like to say, God, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me? Is there anything that I missed today? I just get still and I'll listen for a couple minutes and whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. Record my journey with God day by day. And then we're going to stay tuned in as we go throughout the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection to him? Just slow down for a minute or two. Get connected back to him. Power up in him. Think of it like recharging your phone. But it just takes a minute. Then if you're ever unsure on something, here's what I've learned to do. Ask him. And then wait until you know. Because sometimes I learned I was getting ahead of God. I was taking action on things. I was asking him what to do, but I wasn't sure what to do yet. And I just went ahead and did what I thought was best. And I was getting ahead of him. I was not in that perfect rhythm and timing. And the grace wasn't there anymore. So the last thing I like to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God. And the way that I'll do that, I'll write this phrase in my journal pretty much every night. Today, what I want to be doing, I want to do what's right and best in God's eyes and do it with peace and joy and confidence in him. I want to do it with a good attitude because I'm going to trust that if I do that, I'm his servant. If I do that, he's going to take care of me. I'm trusting in that. How do I know what that is? Here's what I've learned to do. What do I know to do today? What do I know to do today? Not the things I'm unsure of or uncertain on. What do I know to do? Almost always, there's something you know needs to get done in the next day. Begin to write out the to-do list, anything on your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on, anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do. Write out the list, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Right away, first thing in the morning, we're going to get positioned in him. Start praising and thanking him. Start magnifying him. We're going to get connected to him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together in partnership with him today. With full confidence in him. Confident in him. Confident in him. It means I have no doubt. No doubt that he's right there with me. And when we get to that place of this confidence, faith and confidence are very linked. We receive this grace by faith. It starts to flow through us and beautify our lives. God is the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. And I've learned a little bit about this magnetism recently. A lot of it has to do with confidence, getting to that place where your faith doesn't have those doubts holding it back. When you get to that place of confidence, it's like all of a sudden the magnet kicks in and begins to pull. Let's take a look at these scriptures here. It's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. I got a couple different versions of it because I like some of the different wording on it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7, the Apostle Paul says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace, given me through the working of his power. That's the NIV version. The New Living Translation says, by God's grace and mighty power, I've been given the privilege of serving him by spreading this good news. So the gospel, the good news, he's been given the privilege of serving God. God is great. We get the privilege of being around him and serving him. Then the Message version says, the Apostle Paul says, this is my life work. What is his life work? Helping people understand and respond to this message. It came as a sheer gift to me, a real surprise. God handling all the details. Just like some of the different wording on these different translations. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives, and we can have this amazing privilege, gift of grace, that we can become your servants, to serve the people, help them to understand and respond to your message, to your good news, the gospel. And we're thanking you that as we do that, we can trust that you're going to take care of us better than we can ever take care of ourselves. We thank you for that. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Can approach him with freedom and confidence, all because of his one perfect sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can become a servant of this gospel. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right, so now it's about walking this out today. This gift of grace, helping people understand and respond to this message. So, speaking of which, workout stuff. I learned this lesson probably about a year ago. I was doing some workouts and I got to the place where it seemed like I was making really good progress, and all of a sudden my progress stopped. It seemed like I went backwards for a little bit. And as I really began to press in and seek after God, the answer I felt like I got, like, why was I going backwards all of a sudden? I had no explanation for it, was that I needed to stop just focusing on getting myself better and help somebody else. If you'll get started with the workouts, these daily communion workouts that we have, it's an amazing gift. These workouts are a gift to me, from me and to me at the same time. God gave them to me, I'm giving them to you for free. Because I want you to help, I want to use them to help you understand this grace. how to receive this grace by faith. And exercise is one of the greatest ways I know how to do it. But then once you understand that, I want you to help somebody else. Teach it to somebody else, because why? It's actually going to accelerate your own progress, and it's going to be a blessing to somebody else as well. So a double benefit that comes with that, double blessing that comes. It's going to help you go to the next level, and it's going to help somebody else as well. So teach it to somebody else. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.